Tech of Sports, episode 66, Rick's Favorite Gadgets and Tech of 2013. And welcome tonight. Steve and I will be talking to you in Netcast Studio, which a lot of great content you can listen to anytime and online. Go over to netcaststudio.com, check it out. Tech of Sports, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network at techpodcast.com. It's Tech, it's here, and the Tech of Sports is a production of Netcast Studio at netcaststudio.com. And also check out the latest Netcast Studio apps, which have been released for free. So that's your free, your Christmas holiday gift from Netcast Studio, the free Netcast Studio app on iOS and Android. And they are now live and ready to go. And you can join us every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific at netcaststudio.com/live. You can join the chat room, listen to the show live. And then the next day, the show is available for download, stream, and embed. So take advantage of that. In 2013, a huge year for technology and innovation in sports. And we've talked about a lot about it here on the Tech of Sports. And time to look back at some of my favorite things, gadgets of the year, some of the favorite shows. And we've went around the world of sports 2013, everything from books to golf equipment, sports blogging, gambling, new innovations. And Steve, I know it's been a long year, a good year, and a busy year, and it's not over for you yet. But thanks for coming on for my annual end of the year show.
No problem at all, Rick. So what am I only going to get to come on once a year?
You can come on anytime you want.
Oh, is that right?
Anytime you want to interject in, I welcome that from you, because you're, like I've always told you, your opinion is kind of the everyman opinion, and it's good. You're not jaded by all the new innovations. A lot of times you give your honest opinion and how it kind of affects you and your life and maybe your family's life. And I think that's what's really important to a lot of the people that listen to Netcast Studio shows.
Well, one thing I wish would happen this year, Rick, is for sports officials to get new eyeballs.
Holy mackerel. It's been a bad year for officiating on a lot of fronts. And I don't know if it's because we've talked about this. I don't know if it's because we have so many cameras and angles and so much technology now where the fans at home really get a great view of what's going on these sporting events. The officials, the game is so fast. These guys are just missing it on the field. I think they've missed it a lot of times over the years, but we just didn't catch it. Now we're catching it.
I believe you're correct, Rick. We never had these discussions that often in the past. And, you know, officials are human. To be honest with you, I couldn't do it. I'd miss every call.
I refereed basketball and softball when I was in college as a part-time job. And even at a intramural or middle school level, it's tough, and you really got to take that job seriously. So that's going to be a big topic heading into next year, I'm sure.
Maybe we can find some neat gadgets for those guys.
Yeah, and I think since we're talking about kind of sporting events and going to sporting events, what's the one thing now that everyone has at their disposal when they go to a sporting event?
Well, for me, it's normally a beer.
I know that, but maybe for those that aren't alcoholics.
Okay. Well, then it'd certainly have to be a mobile device.
Yeah, with a camera attached to it now. You know, the camera on our phone is the camera we have with us at all times. And some really cool, I got to, you know, review some pretty cool camera gadgets this past year, including a camera, the Polaroid Z2300. That's the new Polaroid camera that actually will print out a 2-inch by 3-inch picture. The big word of the year was, of course, selfie, people taking pictures of themselves at sporting events or in front of monuments and tourist attractions. So the selfie is a remote trigger for your iPhone that really is cool, really works well, colorful, attractive looking thing. And then for the real more serious iPhone or smartphone photographer, Photo Jojo products, which are little lenses and that type of thing that snap right onto your iPhone and just allow you wide angle telephoto, fisheye lenses. Are you familiar with the Photo Jojo products, Steve?
No, actually, I'm bringing up the website right now to take a peek at it because you have certainly just now sparked my interest.
Really cool products and really not too expensive. You get 3 lenses for less than $50, or if you want to individual lens, $20 a piece. I think Photo Jojo has done a great job with these lenses and recognizing that people really like taking pictures with their smartphones.
I totally agree. And I'm starting to use mine more and more, but not necessarily from a consumer point of view, but for my business when I'm working certain IT projects and I need to take pictures of cabling or devices or serial numbers. I've been using my phone lately to do that.
Do you ever take pictures of like instructions or or product manuals or instruction manuals and keep them there on your phone so you can just refer to your phone when instead of carrying a like a page or a big book around with you?
No, I just carry that stuff in my head, Rick.
Well, not all of us have photographic memories like you, so some of us have to cheat a little bit. And
no, but you know what I use though, Rick, although I can't do it for, I could do it for with photographic, but I am a lover of Evernote.
Me too.
I have all my customer accounts in there, all their information, no matter where I'm at, I can pull up data.
Even piggybacking on that, I'll mention real quick. Are you familiar with the Moleskin line of journals or little notepads that's out?
No, but I bet you'll tell me about it.
I'm going to tell you about it and how they have a deal, or they actually have a partnership with Evernote where certain journals are already formatted right for Evernote. So you can write on a sheet of paper in this journal, take a picture of it on your phone with Evernote, and it will transfer perfectly into Evernote right out of this little notebook. I actually have one on order because I think it's one of the coolest things I've seen.
Well, I hope it's not too late to contact Santa.
No, Santa's listening, and well, actually, some of them are on back order right now, so I was told January 2nd was when they were going to ship it out, so I won't actually have it for Christmas, but I think that's really a good idea. Evernote is a lifesaver for a lot of people.
And for your occupation, this mole sounds right up your alley.
Yeah, you can write on something, draw on something, take a picture of it, and it flies right into your Evernote, and it's with you at all times, so I love that. I think cameras are a big thing in 2013. I think they're going to be just as big in 2014, and I can't wait to see what new products and apps and that type of thing come out, because people are really having fun with the cameras on their smartphones now.
It is a very interesting topic, Rick, with our mobile devices and what has happened in the accessory market, which...
Huge.
I mean, it's as big or maybe bigger than the actual phone industry itself. It's just massive. You know, I'm looking here at Photo Jojo, and not just lenses, but they've got every kind of thing you could ever imagine. And every year that I've been at CES, Rick, I tell you, 25% of the entire show is based on accessories.
It used to be a market that was really just aimed at women, because women love to accessorize their belongings and their things. Not anymore. I mean, they're aimed at guys now, and especially with kids and young people getting smartphones. That is the huge market. The kids have to have cool cases, the latest accessories, and the market has just been blown wide open.
You know, when I was looking for a case for my new iPad, Rick, I never bought one because I could never decide. There's just too many anymore.
Yeah, really, really too many. It is a hard decision. But they're relatively inexpensive now. So if you buy one, you break it or don't like it, it's not too difficult to go and get another one. So just a huge area. Can't wait to see what happens with that in 2014. It's Rick and Steve here tonight on Tech of Sports. And Steve, you know, one of my favorite sports is tennis. And I found really one cool innovation from a company that's been producing tennis rackets for a long time. I like to say, and I have an article out today on Examiner about it, how Prince, old-time maker of tennis equipment, has kind of gone back to the future. And what they're doing now every few months is taking one of their popular tennis rackets from 20, 30 years ago and updating it with modern technology, all the modern materials, and releasing a similar racket to that for the people that remember the good rackets of past years. And I have one of them. It's the Prince Graphite was a racket that a lot of the pros used. It was one of the most popular rackets of the 80s and into the 90s. And now they've released a new Prince Classic Graphite, and very similar in looks to the old one, similar in play, but updated with all the modern things. And I think that's a really good marketing strategy by Prince to do that.
Oh, I do too. And I'm looking at them here, Rick. And, you know, you've got the updated modern colors, and you can also get matching tennis shoes with these, which is kind of neat.
I don't go that far with it.
Oh, come on.
Next thing, we have matching underwear with it.
They might have it. Who knows? We can look.
Well, that'll be on 2014. We'll do something on that.
I do think it's very cool, Rick, and I'll put it in a little different analogy. my big heyday with my vehicles was in the 70s in the big muscle cars. And when the Challengers and all these cars are now being revived and rejuvenated, it really brought back a piece of my life that I really appreciated. And I think you can find the same thing with these retro Raccas.
Yeah, I think it's Prince had kind of struggled the last few years, kind of losing some traction at some of the other companies. So I give them credit for trying to shake it up a little bit and reduce some of these rackets. And people are real nostalgic about things, and they like to reminisce. And I like to, I said in my article, you may not be able to play tennis like you did 20 or 30 years ago, but you can play now with the racket you used 20 or 30 years ago. So I think it's a very cool idea, and my hat's off to Prince for reintroducing some of these famous rackets and making them current.
Didn't you have an interview with Wilson, and they were looking at doing a similar thing?
Yeah, and I think Wilson is, well, they never stopped making some of their popular rackets. They've kept updating them all along. That's been kind of their strategy, and I think that's paid off for them because they've been a little ahead of the curve with a lot of the rackets that they've been producing. So Prince has maybe taken a little page out of what Wilson's doing and adding their own little twist to it. So I think my hat's off to Prince in the tennis category. And one more before the break here, Steve. I think you guys have talked about this on Waves of Tech once or a few times. The wearable technology now in 2013 has really become more mainstream. And, you know, the Google Glass has been the one that's garnered a lot of attention. I've been able to try two of them, the Jawbone Up, and now I have the Samsung Galaxy Gear, which are a little watch or a bracelets that go around your wrist, and then you wear them, and it tells you various things about what you did that day, how active you were, and track certain things. And I'm really intrigued by this whole segment of technology and the type of gadget. Well, there's some worries about it. Where is this information going to go? How accurate is it? But I think these are still in the early stages. I think in a year or two, I think we're really going to get some cool devices that, I mean, these work, the ones that are out now, but I think they're even going to get better. And I can't wait to see what happens with this. I enjoy following these type of products.
And, you know, Jawbone has been a marvelous company since its inception. And they actually have quite a few products. And you had sent me something one time, Rick, that I use daily and I love, though it's honestly not to the kind of performance level of some of the Jawbone stuff. But you sent me that little USB speaker.
Yeah, it doesn't take up much space. And I think the sound comes out of it pretty good, I think.
It's awesome. You know, when I listen to the Tech of Sports on it, I mean, you sound like a radio DJ.
Well, you must be using one of those voice altering things with it then.
Oh, it was auto-tune. That's what it was.
Oh, man. Jeez. It's Christmas time, Steve.
But you're right, Rick. Just like we talked about cameras and camera lenses, there's other facets too when it comes to, the audio from your phone. They have the live audio and the Jambox and a lot of other products that are certainly moving the industry in a little different direction.
Jawbone is a very innovative company. Samsung has been real innovative. There's some others as well. Nike, of course, has their products out. And the Samsung Galaxy Gear, again, it's the first version of what they're trying to do. So I think it's only going to get better. And like I said, I enjoy trying these different products. The Jawbone Up is already on its third version. So they're really making some headway and some good changes with that. So you see a lot of people wearing these little bracelets and Fitbits and everything else, Jawbone Up. So I think you're going to see more and more people wearing them. And they're not too outrageously expensive. So they make good holiday gifts. And they are fun to use and to track. So before we get on here, Steve, I'm going to mention Amazon and the relationship that they have with Netcast Studio and the affiliate link here at the studio, netcaststudio.com/Amazon. And most of the products we're talking about tonight are available on Amazon. So it's an easy place to go and order. They ship things out quickly. If you order tonight or tomorrow, I think you can still get them before Christmas. And then even after Christmas, they're great for using some of those gift cards you get. I'm sure a lot of people get Amazon gift cards and order books and accessories off of Amazon. So you can use the affiliate link here at Studio Netcast, studio.com /Amazon. Steven, I know you really appreciate anyone that makes the extra effort to show their appreciation of Netcast Studio and order through the Amazon affiliate link.
Well, I really do, Rick, and primarily because, number one, it shows people are listening so they get the link, which is always a great thing. But it truly shows our listeners' base appreciation for what we do here and all the many shows that we do, not just the Tech of Sports, but all the other shows that we deliver. It's been a very good year, and we truly appreciate it. And for those that have had used our Amazon affiliation, I truly want to thank you.
Yeah, when you say it's been a good year, I'm sure some of what you're referring to is the show Waves of Tech, the flagship show at the studio, and how it's up for a award in Las Vegas after the first of the year as one of the top technology podcasts. And I'm sure that that's going to go a long way to even giving more exposure to the studio.
Well, certainly, I hope so, and I appreciate you mentioning that, Rick. Yeah, in about 2 weeks, Dave and I will be going to Las Vegas to the red carpet for the podcast awards, where we, as you said, we're a top 10 finalist in the technology category. Tough competition, but I tell you what, we're on that list and couldn't be prouder.
Yeah. Now, on those red carpets, Steve, they're wearing Versace and lots of those Italian designers, the French designers. When you walk the red carpet, what are you going to be wearing? It's what designer?
Well, you mentioned that brand, and mine is Tehachapi.
You're wearing I thought you were maybe going to wear something called Harley.
Actually, I'm not going to wear my Harley garb, although I got it on right now. We actually have Netcast Studio attire that we're going to be wearing.
Excellent. Don't wear that t-shirt you have with Leanne Rimes on it.
No, I won't. And oh, by the way, just for your information, Rick, Debbie has been going. Dave surprised her and bought her a ticket to the event. And we ordered some embroidered Busy Ladies shirts for her to wear around there.
Awesome. That will she'll get some second looks with that. Yeah. And then there'll be a Netcast Studio kind of reunion board meeting in Palm Springs, California, also after the first of the year.
There is. Much looking forward to coming down to Palm Springs to finally meet you in person.
So, you say that now, but we'll see if you say that the middle of January. But, Netcast Studio is on tour, and catch Steve wherever he is.
I'm everywhere.
You're everywhere. Sometimes you're in my brain at night when I'm trying to get to sleep. So I don't know if that's a good thing. That's a good thing or not.
That kind of scares me, but
yeah, it's very scary.
Also, Rick, besides a lot of the items that we're talking about on this show, you have recently done a lot of articles, TV appearances, radio. We even have other gadgets and neat, cool things that you've talked about, too, that people might want to check out.
Yeah. You all go on to examiner.com, check out my articles. I still got about 7 or 8 more to go before Christmas Eve. Gadget pieces on there. Yahoo, examiner.com. If you go to Netcast Studio or go follow me on Facebook, you'll be able to, I always put links to everything on there. So thanks for mentioning that. Let's get a couple more of these gadgets out of the way here, Steve, before we wrap up. And I'll tell you a little something here in Atlanta, Steve. There's been a rash of people getting hit by cars while jogging, running, walking on the side of the road. So I actually reviewed this gadget back earlier in 2013, and I thought it was relevant to talk about. Again, I mentioned it to a few of my friends here in Atlanta that do stories as well. But it's called the Fuser, F-U-S-E-R, and it's thefuser.com. It's a $30 little attachment that goes plugs into your whatever you listen to music on, your MP3 player, your iPhone, Walkman, whatever. And it basically lets you hear also the ambient sounds that are around you while you're also listening to music. So, I mean, a lot of us are using, or people are using, those noise canceling headphones or earbuds now. That does not allow you to hear your surroundings when you're out running, jogging, walking. But by adding the Fuser, this little attachment, it amplifies the sound around you when you need to hear maybe a car coming at you, or even for personal safety as far as muggings, that type of thing, depending on where you're running. The Fuser is made to make you aware of your surroundings, but it also then allows you to still listen to your music or your podcast or your audio books when you have your device or your music player, your sound player plugged in. So the Fuser, I thought it was really worthwhile to mention that again.
This is a really cool product, and not that I would let any of my children wear earbuds while on their skateboards or whatever, but I think this could be really beneficial for children that are listening through earbuds on bicycles, skateboards, or whatever the case may be.
I even heard some people that want to wear it when they're riding public transportation, just so in case a situation breaks out or something, they are not completely tied into what they're listening to, and in case of an emergency, they can actually hear the sounds around them. So once again, thefuser.com. But it was one of really gadget right now here in the Atlanta area where these problems, people getting hit, has really been amplified over the last few days. But good for anyone to wear in an urban or rural area to stay aware of what is going on. The fuse.
I love it. Anything we can do to improve our safety but still have our entertainment choices, it's worth it.
I think so. And moving on, anything we can do to improve our golf game, Steve, is also a good product to mention. Boy. Oh, jeez. You better get ready for January there.
I'm in the snow, man. It's like in the teens here.
I know. It's not golf season for you there right now in the California mountains, but you can always work on your putting indoors, though.
I can probably do that. I'll act like some big-time exec.
You are a big-time exec. You're the owner of Netcast Studio, and nobody can take that away from you.
I'll take a sandwich to that.
Let's talk about the I'm going to the PGA show in January, also at the end of January, and I'm already starting to get press releases. And one of the first press releases I got almost 2 months ahead of time was from a company called Kenny Giannini. And Kenny Giannini is a designer of putters and one, some of the best putters in the world. And for 35 years, he's been designing putters that have been used by PGA Tour winners, have gotten all sorts of press, been on the covers of magazines. So Kenny Giannini, putters.com. And I was lucky enough, they sent me a putter to try, and it's just a work of art. I mean, it is a beautiful putter. It's got a great weight, and it's just a fantastic piece of golf equipment. They're made here in the USA, so I know that's important to you. And just really good, a well-performing putter that gives you, lets you make a true stroke at the ball. So just been really impressed with Kenny Giannini putters, and it's just been a pleasure to try this thing out.
This is interesting, Rick, because as much as I follow golf and enjoy it, I haven't heard of this brand. Of course, I've heard of the, you know, Ping and all these other brands, but certainly not this. But I'm looking at it right now, and the craftsmanship just looks amazing.
Custom-made putters, like I said, they're beautiful. I mean, these are, when you pull it out of your bag, everything from the putter cover all the way down to the handle is just amazing. You grip it really well. Just one of those things that feels really good in your hand. And like I said, they custom make it. You kind of tell them what you pick out the brand, you the model you want, and then they just kind of make them based on your specs. And I think they do a great job, and they do it fast. They can do it within a day or two, and then you have your brand new putter.
Do you know which model you got?
I got the, hold on 1 second, and I will tell you. I got a good one. The Slimline.
Slimline, the G1.
No, I didn't get the G1. I got the G3 Slimline 2.
Oh.
So just kind of got that little bend in the shaft from the bottom, and just has, like I said, a really good feel. And a slotted face. These are the old-time looking putters. But if you watch what a lot of the pros use, they use similar putters, or they use Kenny Giannini putters themselves. So just been really, really impressed so far with the whole company, everyone I've dealt with there. I just love the design and the look of this putter as well.
One thing I did notice, and I think it kind of shows their, unless I'm missing it, you know, their culture and their historical value when it comes to putting, is there is no long putters.
No. Well, those are supposed to be going away now for the pros. Will eventually have to get rid of those. So I think that they're going to take a hit on those across the board, and people are going to go back to these traditional putters that they've been using for years. And like we talked about with the tennis racket, some of these putters are kind of aimed at being throwbacks as well. And people will, I think they'll adjust back and be comfortable again with putters like this.
Bernard Langer is sure going to be in trouble.
Bernard Langer is a great putter. And, I would just like to putt like he does one round, like he does every round. That would make me happy.
Wouldn't it? But he's going to have to get rid of that long putter.
He is. A lot of those guys are going to have to get rid of those long putters. And I think eventually they'll adjust back. It's been kind of a fad. People have said it's unfair. And, you know, the rulings come down on it. So everyone's going to have to go back to a shorter shafted putter. It's going to be interesting to see. You'll still the good scorers, the good golfers will still be out there doing well.
Absolutely.
And, And I think it's going to improve competition, and you'll see more tightly bunched leaderboards, I think, because of it. So one other golf product I wanted to mention, this is something that I've had now recently, Ernst Sports. They're based actually here in the Atlanta area, so I wanted to give them a plug. And I've been trying out their ES12. It's a, they call it a digital golf assistant, but really it is, looking at it here, it's a kind of a launch monitor that hooks up to your smartphone and connects directly with the Bluetooth, and just really helps you. This is more for practicing. It really tracks a lot of your shots and your practice, length of your shots. It can give you feedback immediately, video swing analysis. You can keep a scoreboard on there, and it will store up to 2,000 shots that you've hit. So, you know, either, I think Ernst Sports, I've heard nothing but good things about them. And this has been a very, it's well packaged, and it's just been a very cool little device. It's about the size of a smartphone, and it's there to analyze your swing and then send the results to your smartphone for you to keep. And there's been a lot of golf products like this out there, Steve, and this is one that's been easy to use, easy to set up, and kind of fun to use.
This is really neat. I'm looking at it here, and, you know, when you watch golf on TV, you know, they have the overlays, and they show the golf trajectory, and, you know, whether it's a fade or not, and you get that same kind of presentation with this device. I could really see using this on the driving range. To, you know, driving ranges, those distance yards signs are not correct. You really don't know how far you're hitting it. Am I really fading it or not? It really gives you good feedback.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that. It really, we all see those, the way they really make everything on TV look pretty and give you all those neat little diagrams. Stuff. This really does bring some of the TV technology right to your, you know, right to your own smartphone. And people love seeing that. They love seeing that feedback for somebody that wants to really make an effort to improve their golf game. I think Ernst Sports has some great products that will help, and not at a bad price. They're not going to soak you with a product, high-tech product like this. So just been really impressed by what I've seen from Ernst Sports.
Absolutely, Rick. And for the ES12, you know, a $250 price tag is very reasonable if when you consider what a few golf lessons might cost you.
I think these used in conjunction with golf lessons, you have the lesson, and then you set up the ES12 to tape your practice session maybe before and after a lesson. You can maybe see how you improved it. You get that instant feedback on how you're actually hitting the ball. I think for people that really take golf practice seriously, and we all need to, that, you know, just going out there playing is not going to improve your game. You have to put in the practice and maybe get some tips and a lesson, and then you start seeing results. So this in conjunction with a lesson, I think, is pay dirt.
I love it. That's really, that's going on my wish list.
You got a lot of things on your wish list.
I do. That's the problem. That's why we need everybody to use the affiliate code.
Use the affiliate code, definitely. What's been kind of one thing this year, Steve, that really stuck in your head as far as could be sports technology or just regular technology? What are you going to kind of take from 2013?
Well, I think it's been a year of innovation, and maybe perhaps not the super jump that that we had hoped. But I think what we're finding is third-party companies now are finding really unique, inventive ways to integrate with our newer technologies. You know, Rick, just a couple years ago, yeah, we had smartphones, but we didn't have all these other available things that we could do with it, like this golf thing. And we could go on forever about what those functions are. But when you have more and more companies that are getting on board and creating, whether it's an application or a hardware device that interfaces with a lot of our technologies, only good could come out of it. And we're starting to really see a lot of that.
Yeah, you said it right there at the beginning. You're staying with the smartphones that we have in our pockets have really opened up a whole new world to sports technology and just technology in general, and just the what we have access to now and what we're able to see. And, you know, when they say there's more technology in that smartphone in your pocket than there was when NASA launched the moon missions, it's just really unbelievable what we have in our pockets and what we rely on each day, and we now take it for granted. So it's I think that the innovations which happen each year, just they blow me away.
So I'm really looking into 2014 and, you know, what's going to come. You know, I'm always at the edge of my chair, Rick, on a new announcement or, wow, did you see this? And, you know, it's just amazing. It's just fun to watch. And for people that don't get into this, get involved. It's fun to watch, and you kind of can predict what's going to happen to you.
And CES coming up in a few weeks, and that's where a lot of new products get launched and a lot of products get headlines and get written up. And you know, CES is a good introduction to the year, but I think most of my favorite products of the year come out well after CES, or you don't even hear about them at CES. I think a lot of these companies, CES is a big dog and pony show, but if it's a good product and it comes out in May or June, we're all ready for it, and we cover it just the same. And you know, it could be the best product of the year. It doesn't have to be at CES. So, you know, take what you see at CES and ingest it, but remember that's just a small portion of what actually is going to come out this year or the next year, and just keep an eye open for cool things, gadgets that you may like, or you may be able to gift to somebody.
I don't think I'm going to gift anything.
You're Scrooge, Steve.
I know it. Bah humbug.
Man, I'm glad I'm not in your household. hope you take care of those grandkids of yours. They deserve something.
That's why I don't take care of anybody else. They just get spoiled rotten.
All right. Yeah. Okay, that's what it's all about. It's the holiday time. It's been a big year, Steve, for the Tech of Sports, and a big year for the studio. And you deserve a little bit of rest here at the end of the year, because I think it's going to start out with a bang in 2014, and you'll have to hit the ground running.
We are going to take a week off next week and enjoy the holiday, and then it's back to full six shooters blazing away.
Right, with shows like Waves of Tech and Busy Ladies and Conversation Corner, of course, and it's not really a show, but the PGA Tour radio segment that I do that gets put up each week. I know a lot of people listen to that. Mm-hmm. And I know you maybe want to grow the studio a little bit next year. So I think a lot of positives heading into the next year.
We do have future plans, Rick. And if anybody is interested in podcasting, get a hold of me and let's talk about what you think might be kind of cool to do.
Kind of cool if there was a music podcast on the network.
I received an email today.
Okay. Just checking on that. We'll save that for another another conversation, Steve.
So, too funny.
Just thought I would just mention that, because I definitely would like to hear that. And maybe someday I will be able to. But that's a whole nother story. So, Steve, appreciate your whole year. Merry Christmas to you. And we say Merry Christmas, I guess, on this network. So I'm gonna say it anyway. And to Deb and you and Dave and your other son and daughters and daughter-in-laws and grandkids, I hope you guys have a good one.
I really appreciate it, Rick. And same to you, your family, Lindsay, and your little puppy.
Earl, the puppy is going, she's already got a few Christmas gifts down there. She's going to get a big stocking with some treats in it. So we'll see we'll see if that stocking remains in one piece or she tears the thing apart.
I know where my bed is.
Oh, jeez. She's not going to be slighted. And she even visited Santa Claus last week. So
well,
it's out of control.
It is. Well, just don't put a headset down there.
Nope. She's now that I'm upstairs now, so don't have to worry about that. Steve, thanks for all you do. Thanks for all the people that support Netcast Studio and the Tech of Sports Conversation Corner. And we'll see you in 2014. And they can always go to Netcast Studio and check out any of the details and links about the products we talked about and all the other shows that Netcast Studio has available. And also Two Thumbs Up Media, the podcast directory run by Netcast Studio, where you can discover not only Netcast Studio shows, but lots of other shows on different networks and other content as well. So, Steve, thanks to you. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and you've been listening to the Tech of Sports podcast, a Netcast Studio production.